It was good. You know, the second day, and we got after the defense a little bit yesterday. They did a nice job today with the new install. But it's fun to be out there with the new guys and kind of, you know, pick up where we left off with the older guys and see some of these young guys and how they respond to, you know, a team atmosphere. And you know, it's not game speed or even, you know, training camp speed, but it's good to see them in a, you know, an adverse environment and see how they react to it. Well, you know, we watched the film a little bit yesterday. Looked like he's doing all right. You know, I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a while for all those guys until they catch up, you know, the speed. And, you know, the first and second installs are pretty basic stuff. When we start getting into more of our red zone and third down packages, that's when, you know, there's a lot more complex stuff. So it'll be, they'll be swimming a little bit, but, you know, that's what tomorrow's for. It's a review day, so those guys can catch up a little bit and start to figure it out a little bit. But I'm excited about all those guys.
You don't want Terry. Think
well, I think with Mike's program, he encourages everybody to be here as long as we don't have a personal or family commitment. And we have the majority of the guys here. We're excited about those guys that are here working hard and excited about those guys that aren't here because, you know, when they get here, they're going to be valuable parts of our team as well.
Has this offseason been any different for you than any of your past offseasons?
No, I think it's been pretty similar. You know, went through the quarterback school again, tried to improve and try to work on things, as we always do. And Tom and I and Matt and Chris spent a lot of time watching film and working on fundamentals and footwork and competing against each other. Had a great competition and had a lot of fun. So I think we all made good improvements and looking forward to a good spring and summer and into the fall.
Did you hear what Bart Starr said about you?
I did. It's very kind. You know, Bart is a guy I look up to, and he's a role model of mine. The way he carries himself off the field, I think the greatest compliment you can give Bart Starr is that, you know, he's an incredible person, without even talking about his football career, because he's, you know, the most decorated Packer player probably ever with the championships they won. And when you talk about Bart Starr, often the first thing you talk about is how good of a person he is. And he is a great, great guy, great encouragement to me, and a great role model, I think, for all of us Packers.
Have you had much personal contact with him?
Not a ton, but Bart's been great about keeping in touch, and love seeing him, getting to talk to him when I get the opportunity. But he's been a great support to myself and a few of the other players in here.
Aaron, Peter King comes out ranked again first in those rankings. What's your immediate reaction to that?
That it really means absolutely nothing. You know, I think I actually was sent a link to that, so I checked it out and was laughing at Sean Payton's comments as he went to the Super Bowl podium when he saw Peter King about Peter ranking him 24th last year. So obviously that doesn't really mean anything. Peter's, you know, he's been in the game for a long time, very smart guy. But I don't think anybody really cares about that right now.
But the reason, one of the reasons he's optimistic about you guys fans out is because of Aaron Rodgers. How do you balance that with the work you're continuing to do to try to get better?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I do. And like I said, I respect Peter for what he's done for such a long time covering sports. And it means a lot, you know, that he would say something positive about me. But honestly, you know, that stuff really doesn't mean anything right now. I mean, we're in May 18th or 19th, and they're trying to get better and trying to work on fundamentals. And we're not even in training camp yet. Or any preseason game, so it really doesn't mean anything.
Aaron, some stars get a sense of entitlement. For you, it doesn't seem like success goes to your head. Well, what do you attribute that to? And is that something you're cognizant of? Or?
Yeah, I think especially in the day and age that we're in with the scrutiny and the attention that athletes get, I think it's important that we conduct ourselves in a positive manner, especially being playing for an organization like the Green Bay Packers. It's a privilege. It's not a right to play this game. But I attribute it to growing up with two parents who stressed, you know, respect and hard work and staying humble. And so I got to give them the credit.